You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Cody Olson, and this is episode number 1430. Our topic today is Uzi.
This podcast is sponsored by
podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it.
The Uzi machine gun, a compact automatic weapon used throughout the world as a firearm by the police and special forces. The Uzi is an open-breech selective firing submachine gun manufactured by Israel's IMI. The Uzi pistol is a semi-automatic pistol with a closed breech and recoil. Uzi uses an open breech block and recoil drive design, very similar to the Czech ZK-476 developed by Yaroslav Holichik, and the SA-23, SA-24, SA-25 and SA-26 serial machine guns. The trigger is a conventional trigger hook of a firearm, but only works to control the trigger for both the bolt and the retention mechanism of the striker, since the Uzi does not have an internal cocking mechanism or hammer. The Uzi Pro is a closed-bolt selective-fire submachine gun with a large bottom section, including grip and forend, made entirely of polymer to reduce weight. The grip section has been redesigned to allow for two-handed operation and ease of use when firing fully automatic with such a small firearm. The Uzi was also produced in miniature versions of just 460mm. Uzi's design was influenced by the British experimental MCEM-2 machine gun or the Czechoslovak SAV-Z.23 submachine gun. Country of origin Israel was put into use in 1954 caliber 9 by 19mm weight 3.5 kg length 650mm length 470mm barrel length 260mm initial speed 400m per second cycle rate of fire 600 RDS per minute practical rate of fire 40 to 120 revolutions per minute magazine capacity 25, 32, 40. 50 rounds aiming distance 200 meters aiming distance 100 meters Uzi submachine gun was developed by the Israeli Army Lieutenant Uziel Gal in 1949 and officially adopted in 1951. The special forces of the Israeli Army were first introduced in 1954. A reliable, well-designed submachine gun, made of castings, easy to assemble, and versatile in attractiveness. Different countries such as Japan, Germany, Belgium, Peru, and Brazil all use Uzi in their military and have also obtained licenses for production. Contrary to popular belief, Uzi is not a standard weapon for Israeli infantry. A short-range weapon, with a range of only 200 meters, makes it useful in densely urbanized areas, but is less useful in open hilly areas, where full-size combat rifles are more useful. Uzi continues to serve in the Israeli Special Forces, but IDF infantry is often equipped with M16, and then equipped with the local Galil assault rifle. The proliferation of AK-type weapons in the Arabian territory of the equation, especially the AKM, has put the Uzi on an unfavorable path. The Uzi machine gun was developed by Captain Uziel Gal of the Israel Defense Forces after the 1948 Arab-Israeli War. This weapon has been submitted to the Israeli military for evaluation and has won more models. Simplicity and economy of manufacture. The Uzi machine gun was developed and patented by Uziel Gal, who transferred the production rights to the Israeli Ministry of Defense. The Uzi Pro pistol is the latest development in this legendary design, now equipped with the most advanced firearms technology. The Uzi brand is known all over the world. Since 1963, more than 2 million rifles and pistols have been sold worldwide. Uzi Pro is a recent modernized version intended primarily for Israeli Special Forces. Uzi later competed in the 2016 All-Star Game, winning it with Team Ice and also winning the 1v1 tournament after beating Maple in the final. However, the transition did not go well and Uzi returned to ADC for the LPL summer season. In the summer of 2016, Uzi will leave the headquarters and join the Royal Never Give Up. And we went to Hawaii with Lil Uzi Vert, where the promised interviews were never published. He ended up throwing the mic into the crowd, which he has done in the past, and before that, he made a statement to his fans. Appearing live on Aiden Ross, Uzi attended a fan Q&A session where he was asked if he could collaborate with X on the track in the future. By shaving Aiden Ross' head on air, Lil Uzi answered fans' question if he would ever work with XXX on music. Although he would have been willing to work on a song with XXX voice, Uzi is wary of releasing the record, explaining to his fans why he never accepted posthumous offers to collaborate with X included on some of the DJ Diamond Cuts tracks. Uzi began his career in 2014 when he released Dage Loaf, dedicated to the Detroit-based singer. Don Cannon is back for the Lil Uzi vs. The World, which also includes beats from Metro Boomin and Molly Raw. Uzi and Future also worked on Pluto X Baby Pluto,
which was released in November 2020. Although Lil Uzi Vert and XXXTentacion are considered part of the same generation of rappers that grew out of SoundCloud, they never officially worked together on a track. LMQ manager Eno Lee has expressed his desire to take the Uzi to North America to play for his team. He and the Caps are the only two non-Korean players to qualify for the championship finals twice in a row. This makes him the only professional player to have appeared in league finals more than once in 2014 before being tied with Bengi and Faker in 2015. He is the player with the highest CSM in any LPL season, in which he has participated since 2015. He is the player with the most kills in professional games around the world. He is the player with the most kills in all the World Cups. The player with the most kills in the 2014 World Cup and 2017 World Cup. Most recently, the streamer brought rap sensation Lil Uzi Vert to his stream. When Uzi first appeared on Twitch, the rapper was caught off guard by unexpected but classic jokes. He will not be the first or the last to be struck by a classic anecdote. Although a spokesman for jeweler Elliot Elliant said the diamond was as safe as any other piercing, Uzi said last month that the stone was causing bleeding and that he should have removed it. The paratroopers cleared the pass and its surroundings by Sudanese and Egyptian forces in support of a wider offensive on the Sinai, and the compact and powerful Uzi proved useful in clearing the nearby caves from Egyptian forces. Easy Maintenance Uzi Pro does not require special tools for quick and easy removal in the field. Episode 1430 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Cody Olson. Adios.